In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, greetings and salutations be upon Palestine, the powerful and the oppressed. Peace and salutations be upon the brave and gallant Palestinian youth. Salutations be upon the resistant and heroic Gaza. Salutations be upon Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and all the jihadi and political groups of Palestine. We thank Allah, the Exalted and the Mighty, for granting His assistance and for the honor He has bestowed upon the Palestinian fighters. I ask Allah, the Beneficent, to bestow peace and tranquility upon the injured hearts of those who have given martyrs, to shower His mercy and His glad tidings upon the martyrs, and to completely heal those who have been wounded. We also extend our congratulations upon this victory against the criminal Zionist regime. The test which has occurred in the past few days has resulted in the honor of the Palestinian nation. The savage, wolf-like enemy has correctly realized that it is powerless in the face of a unified uprising by Palestine. This test regarding the cooperation between Al-Quds and the West Bank with Gaza, the 1948 territories, and the Palestinian refugee camps has shown the Palestinians the correct and victorious approach going forward into the future. Over these past 12 days, the tyrannical Zionist regime has committed great crimes, most of them in Gaza. And the tyrannical Zionist regime has practically proven to everyone that due to its inability when confronting a unified uprising by Palestine, it will behave quite shamelessly and insanely, to the extent that it rallies the public opinion of the whole world against itself. And they have added to the hatred against themselves and the Western governments that support it, in particular the criminal government of America. The continuation of their crimes and their request for a ceasefire are both a defeat for the Zionists. The Zionists had no other option but to accept defeat. The evil regime will continue to become even weaker. The preparedness of the Palestinian youth, the show of power by valuable jihadi groups, and a continuous increase in the elements of power will make Palestine stronger by the day. And it will render the usurping Zionist enemy weaker and more despicable day by day. The time to begin and end clashes depends upon the discernment of the esteemed jihadi and political leaders of Palestine. But being prepared and maintaining a powerful presence on the field cannot be stopped. The experience of Sheikh Jarrah in resisting the aggression and bullying of the Zionist regime and the illegal settlers at its service must become a perpetual plan of action for the gallant people of Palestine. I salute the valiant people of Sheikh Jarrah. The entire Islamic world is responsible for and has a religious obligation towards the Palestinian cause. Political common sense and experience in ruling and governing confirm and put an emphasis on this aforementioned religious edict. Muslim governments must earnestly and seriously enter the arena of supporting the Palestinian nation, whether it is in their military and financial areas, which is today needed more than the past, or whether it is to help in rebuilding the infrastructure and ruins of Gaza. The source of support for this religious and political call is the people's demand and pursuit of this aforementioned matter. Muslim nations must demand that their governments carry out this aforementioned duty. These nations and peoples are also themselves responsible for providing financial and political support to the extent of their power. Another important responsibility is pursuing the punishment of the terrorist and bloodthirsty Zionist regime for the crimes that it has committed. All people who have a conscience that is awake across the world agree that the widespread crime of murdering Palestinian children and murdering Palestinian women over the past 12 days must not go unpunished. All the influential factors of the Zionist regime who were involved in this great crime and the criminal Netanyahu himself must be prosecuted and punished by independent and international courts of law. And by Allah's power and might, this will surely happen. For Allah says in the Holy Quran, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. And Allah always prevails in His affairs.
21st of May, 2021. Sayyid Ali Khamenei.